If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ. Jamie Morning Show. That song reminds me of something. One Republic, okay? So, we'll move on after this, but I saw this on the internet.
And on the interweb?
Just a couple of days ago.
WWW?
They had a map of the United States of America, and then they had every state on there, and it showed which band was the most popular band to ever come from this state. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, like on Florida, I think it was the Backstreet Boys. Mm-hmm. And the list goes on and on. You can pick your own. For Colorado, what do you think the number one band was?
One Republic.
No.
It wasn't?
The Fray.
Fray.
The Fray.
And the only reason I bring this up with Jamie, I think One Republic might be bigger than Fray. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like it is.
I do too.
Yeah.
When I saw Fray, I thought, well, okay, they're big. I'm not, shooting them in the foot in any way whatsoever. I'm just saying, I think One Republic might be bigger.
Yeah, I would have to go look and see who had some more hits.
Thought I'd bring it up.
WWW is fascinating, isn't it?
Well, we played One Republic, and I thought, I'll throw this in.
Okay. No, it was great.
Something to chew on, folks. Yeah, right? Something to chew on. Hey, it's Friday. Going to be a hot weekend. Training camp has started for the Broncos. It's going to be hot out there, too, man. Can you imagine with all that equipment on? Woo! It's going to be a scorcher out
there. I have to be honest. Right now, I feel like I'm you and my friend's therapist.
Why?
You and my friend who is texting.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that. All right. I walked in. Got to remember Hulk Hogan. Yeah. That thing's in the news this morning. Right. It's everywhere. There was something. Did you see the guy from the Savannah Bananas do that flip on TV?
No.
They were promoting one of their shows in some city, and he goes to do a backflip to show the acrobatics that they do on the field, and he face plants on live TV.
Oh, no.
Oh, I think I have it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know what a face plant sounds like on audio, but here we go.
Oh, Jesus.
Poor guy.
Not a way to promote the show.
Oh, he was actually like on set.
Yeah.
I thought they were live at a ball field. He was on.
They brought him in.
He was
the stunt.
On set in a lit up studio and he hit the concrete.
Oh, Jesus.
He ate it. His feet came out from under him and he slammed his face down.
It's really bad.
Yeah, it is
bad. They cut away fast too, don't they?
And then the woman, they cut to the anchors and they both have their hands over their faces.
All right, before you mention why you're being the therapist this morning, let me just give you a headline.
Okay.
And we don't even have to dig into this story.
Okay.
But it fits here perfectly, okay? New study out. Women speak 3,000 more words a day than men. A Okay. Is that enough said?
That is enough said.
All right, go ahead.
That is enough said. Well, BJ came in and he had his tail between his legs. Wait.
I'm a buffoon.
You're a buffoon.
I'm a buffoon.
He got called a buffoon last night, right? Yeah. By his wife.
Not just once. A seven-year-old?
Yeah, a seven-year-old.
And they did it repeatedly.
Yeah.
Until I went to sleep.
Aww. He was a buffoon.
Hey, you going to bed, you buffoon?
Yeah. So then my friend, he's going through something, and I guess his wife said that he was unreasonable last night.
Oh, he's probably never heard that before, right?
And I wrote him back, and I was asking him about a situation or whatever. He's like, I don't know. Apparently, I'm unreasonable. And I was like, what's going on? He's like, oh, last night I got a whole talking to about how unreasonable I am. And I was like, well, if it makes you feel better, BG was called a buffoon.
So we're both venting, you know, to Jamie me. This morning, yeah, like, Jamie, well, you're a woman. We're hoping at least one woman on the planet can hear us. That's all we're asking for. And Jamie might be that person, because I'm not sure. I mean, she's kind of dude sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So we kind of, you know, we vent with her because it's like, what do? We can't seem to get out of this pocket we're in that we're getting yelled at, you know? And look, I don't know how my wife lives with me. I'll say that either. Up front, okay?
Right. I agree.
Okay, I don't want to paint a bad picture
it's
of her here.
It's not like you're like
no,
a treat.
I am not a treat, folks. I'm not. I know I sound like I'd be a blast to be with. But I'm not.
Well, I did say to him, I said, in her defense, sometimes you are unreasonable.
Okay.
And that's what I told him. I said, and so I think sometimes you should concede that and say, you know what, sometimes I need to look at myself and I am unreasonable, and I think it'll stop the whole fight.
And Jamie, take it from a guy that's been forced into therapy many times. That's really good advice.
Okay.
When you can have a third person say, look, I'm around you too.
Uh-huh.
I get you. And my part of getting you is to know that you can be a buffoon and you can be very unreasonable at times.
Right.
Sometimes you have to hear that from a third party because you think that person that you're living with is ganging up on you and attacking for no reason. But when a third person tells you, then it kind of like, okay, well, the jury has spoken.
Yeah. Right.
And again, I hate to get into therapy talk.
But
I've been there, you know, court ordered type stuff.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So and then he sends, and this is great because the picture's great. I got to share this with my wife too. He sends two birds sitting on a wire. Okay. And you got one bird chirping like crazy in the other bird's ear. And the other bird is just looking away like, oh, my God.
And he says, guess which is the male bird. I'm like, what is going on this morning? I feel like I'm just like literally a therapist this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I'm such a buffoon. I mentioned it just a little while ago. I screwed up the whole birthday thing. They thought of me, and I just jumped the gun. And
okay, so
accusations. And
here's what I'd like to. You know how we do the would you rather?
Yeah.
So here's my question to you. Would you rather be classified as a buffoon or freaking creepy?
Buffoon, by far.
Okay.
Yeah, creepy's a different area.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, there's no coming back.
Do you want to know why I ask you that?
Why?
Let me read you something.
Why would you ask me about... what would you ask me about creepy? Where does that fit in?
Let me read you this, what? Okay?
Okay.
All right. Says this. Harry Styles is entering the sex toy market. His brand Pleasing just launched a new line called Pleasing Yourself, featuring, listen to this, a sleek, the word sleek was used, double-sided vibrator, and FDA-approved lubricant. The goal? To normalize pleasure and self-care. Somebody wrote me this as prep. Somebody wrote this out as prep and said sleek and double-sided.
Spadil? Was that you?
Yeah.
Why would you give that to us? Why would you give that to us as show prep?
It's Harry Styles, and there's like a little thing where he's like, he says, please yourself seriously or something like that.
I think it was the sleek that threw me off.
Yeah.
Because really? Schmidl will write out like what kind of audio clips he has for me in the morning, which is part of his job as a producer. It's not.
Yeah.
doing me any favors. He's doing his job, right? So it just threw me off. They put sleek and double-sided.
It's kind of creepy, man.
Well, that's how they describe it on their ad.
No, so it's kind of creepy. I get. They're trying to sell that stuff. Okay, uh-huh. I get why they say it. I don't get why a producer of a morning show would write that on a piece of paper and give to Jamie
well, you
to
know
read
the quality
on the air.
Of the toys. I don't know.
But don't you think that's a little like, first of all, I was online a lot yesterday, you know, because of the Hulk Hogan thing, and I knew these people, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But I was on a lot yesterday. I never saw this story. This thing was not anywhere. It's not a
but
big...
But it's Harry Styles.
You dug deep, did you?
Yeah.
So where
for that audio.
Yeah. Carson, did you see this anywhere floating around yesterday?
No.
Me either. Somebody had to dig deep to get this one.
I have to promise you, I didn't see it anywhere either.
That's fine.
And I even follow Harry Styles, and yeah. I didn't see it anywhere.
He posted it on his Instagram.
Well, I didn't see it. Really?
Of all the stories out there, that one caught your attention. That's a must do on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Well, it's supposed to be tabloid trash, so I was going with the trashy.
But there's so much more out there.
I mean, glad you added sleek. That's all.
Britney Spears is making a comeback. That wasn't on your sheet. The View. They might be on hiatus.
I saw that, but I thought that wasn't on you.
Harry Styles and a dildo was.
No, a sleek one.
Sleek. Don't you understand what we're saying here?
No.
Do you get what we do?
I like sleek. Sleek is cool.
It's trash, you know?
It's trash. Yeah. You got that part right. Trash that doesn't belong.
It's so sleek, though.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you guys something.
What?
So my kid last night, right? I'm out with my girlfriends, and my kid is like, you got to see this. ChatGPT agent. It's called the ChatGPT agent.
Which looks crazy.
It is crazy. So my kid has this presentation that he's doing for this company or whatever. And he's like, look how it goes on to my slideshow presentation and fixes it. So ChatGPT agent goes into his presentation, fixes everything aesthetically, does all this stuff while my kid's working on the program. It comes and helps him out. It's insane. I showed Carson what my kid was doing.
It was pointing out everything like aesthetically. When you go to a website, like what catches your eye first?
Right.
What you need to move where? It's wild.
It's like my suggestion is moving this icon over a little bit to catch the eyes of blah, blah, blah. And they said, I was like, oh my God, that's insanity. I mean, it really is insane. He goes, well, not only that, but it'll book airline tickets for you. It'll do your whole schedule. It'll make phone calls for you. It'll do everything. This agent will. This and so my girlfriend were sitting there and I was like, oh my God, you guys got to see this is crazy. And one of my friends, won't call her out, she's like, I love ChatGPT. I go, what? And she goes, I love ChatGPT.
GBT?
Yeah. I go, say that again slowly. She's like, what? I go, say what you're saying. I love, and she goes, ChatGB. I said, B as in, she said, boy, T. This whole time she saw it as ChatGPT. It's ChatGPT, but she thought it was a B.
Okay.
All right. Have you ever gone through your life saying something completely wrong?
I think we all have.
And then
she was fighting us because she's like, no, it's ChatGPT, you guys. We're like, no, it's not. It's ChatGPT. But we've all gone through our lives, right? Yeah. Just saying something completely wrong. And then when we showed her on the internet, she's like, oh my God, I swear to God, I thought it was GBT. It's like, no, it has a P. But we've all done it. We've all done it.
Everybody. Absolutely. Right,
I can't think of one instance, but I'm sure.
Yo, we've all done it. Yeah.
Probably something to this day that I still get wrong.
Well,
who
I
knows?
Think mostly what we do it with is songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And what they say.
They say, like, Jamie's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Jamie's got a gun.
Well, yeah, that's how it said. It was Jamie's got a gun or whatever. But
I said Jamie, though.
Oh, right.
Jamie's got a gun. You.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
You got a gun.
But everybody thought it was Jamie's kind of dumb. And it's not that either.
You know, I am a buffoon, first of all. But I'm a dummy when it comes to the AI stuff. I guess I just don't feel like I need it for anything.
Yeah.
So therefore,
well,
I don't really.
You're not in business, and you don't need it to write anything for you.
And I don't really look into it because I don't see a need for it.
But, I do crack up because what I did the other day is I showed what AI told me to change. I posted about the place to live downtown, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see how I had it chat do it first? So yep. I had chat write up this question, like, should I move downtown because now that I'm empty nester instead of the burbs? And chat wrote this really, like, beautifully written thing. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to lie, you guys, because that obviously is not how I write.
Right.
So it does do that for you if you post. It'll fix your grammar. It'll fix all your punctuation. It'll fix adjectives and adverbs and stuff like that. So
certain ones are having problems, though, aren't they?
Well, I think they've really kind of tuned it up because one got really racist. That was Elon's. It got really racist, but I guess
Is that Grok?
Yeah, but I guess
I have no idea, but I see it on my feed a lot and various. I mean, there's tons of them out there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I see them all the time. I've just never looked into them. So I don't even know really how to use one.
Well,
you know?
My
I don't
kid
know anything
pays
about
for
it.
The service, so that's why he gets, I think, the agent one.
I have three on my phone.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know how to use them. I go to ask a question. It's kind of like Siri or Alexa. I, for some reason, I get stage fright. I get ready to ask, I'm like, I need to think of a question. What can I ask? I don't have a question. Well, I don't know what to ask.
Well, you've been in here when we didn't know something. I'd be like, hey, Siri, when's opening day?
Yeah, but I put my pressure on myself, see?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I think I'll ask a question to Siri. And then I'll turn on Siri and I'll go, I don't have a question. I need to come up with something here.
Like it's going to shame you if it's a bad question.
The Brewers face the Marlins at 2:10 p.m. The Pirates take on the Diamondbacks at 4:40 p.m.
What is that?
It's a baseball schedule.
It's going
schedule.
Through the baseball schedule. Tell you, every team that plays.
But don't you like the voice I picked?
Yeah.
The accent? I like it.
Sexy.
It's tech support.
Did you see where Chuck E. Cheese was arrested?
I did.
Oh. Chuck E. Cheese, right in front of the kids.
I know. They put his head on the top of the cop car.
No.
Yeah, they slammed
so rude.
Him. Little forehead slam there.
No, they took his head off and they set it on top of the cop car. It was just rude.
Yeah, social media is buzzing with a video of the Chuck E. Cheese mascot being put into handcuffs. Tallahassee's police department officers showed up during a kid's party to arrest a worker in costume they're accusing of committing credit card fraud. A customer who hosted the party at the establishment back in June said she noticed some charges on her card after the event that she did not recognize. A worker, Jermel Jones, was arrested outside. Officers said he had the stolen credit card on him when he was arrested.
Hey, Chucky, what's that in your pocket? A skimmer?
Did you guys see the little kids, though, when they saw, because the two cops pull his mouse head off, right? And they sit on top of the cop car, and the little kids are like, ah!
I've told this story several times, but I had the same thing happen to me in Tampa, Florida. We go to a Chuck E. Cheese. My three oldest boys are little at that time, 5, 6, 7 years old. We go to Chuck E. Cheese, and we have the big party. You know, everybody's happy, 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 singing inside. We leave the place, and we're parked around the side to the back, and there stands Chuck E. His head's up on top of a little stand there, and he's smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, that'll. No.
And the kids are like, "Oh, Dad, look at Chunky."
That'll ruin your life.
Yeah, and they were traumatized from that. My kids never recovered.
Never gone back.
Yeah. That's when I saw this story. I thought, "Man, oh man, same thing."
And he's in handcuffs, like Carson said. Yeah.
Oh, the picture, and when you watch the video or the pictures, the kids are just staring at him like. What are y'all doing to Chucky? Why are you taking Chucky to jail? Don't do that. It's so funny. I guess he was just getting credit card numbers, right?
He actually had somebody's credit card on him.
He running charges on people.
Yeah. Chucky's a bad man.
So he's a bad rat. That's what he is. He's a bad rat. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on a Friday. Happy weekend, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So I guess Sharon Osbourne is going through some of the tributes and thanking people. And so, yeah, Sharon Osbourne. We haven't heard from her. The reason why I'm telling you, because we haven't heard from her. But now she is actually telling people, like, you know, he was one of a kind and all, you know, all the things that we say, right?
Yep.
Man, that's tough. And then Hulk Hogan, that whole situation. I wonder if Linda, is Linda alive?
Yeah.
I wonder if she'll speak out.
She already did.
What'd she say?
She was just saying that, you know, that she was sad.
Yeah.
She had posted, this was interesting, she had posted pictures of her, Hulk, the family, over the years online 4 days before his death. Just tons of them. Just tons she released. I saw some of the pictures yesterday, but for just out of the blue, she had posted those, kind of a reminiscing thing of her when the family was together. Mm-hmm. And then 4 days later, he dies.
Well, because weren't they saying he was kind of in grave condition?
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's a whole story there that was really convoluted too. That he went in for neck surgery. If you don't know exactly what happened there, he was in the hospital. Then it was made that a person announced that he was on his deathbed, and boy, did he catch heat for that. And then turns out 2 weeks later he dies.
Wow.
It's just a wild scene.
It is a wild
but man
scene.
I saw a picture of him, and this picture was taken the day before he died. Okay, he died yesterday morning. It was the day before, which would have been what, Wednesday. This picture was there was something about him that he looked terrible. His mouth is so, his eyes, the bags, bloodshot eyes, he didn't look good.
It's a sad situation. We've lost a lot this week, right?
Yeah.
I am so glad that none of you, myself, all of you people listening, I'm so happy none of us are Dante Jones.
Who's Dante Jones?
He's a butt sniffer.
Oh. Well, I feel like one person on the show might be.
Let's just move on. Keep walking.
Say it.
Anyway, he's the Clippers assistant coach.
Oh.
Okay.
He also used to play for the Nuggets.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, my.
And you knew that, did you?
I did, yeah.
I'm not trying to put part of this conversation together here, but I'm just saying.
Poor Dante Jones. They were all out and about, whatever. And I guess caught on tape, he put his hand down his pants down to the butt part, scratched it, and pulled it up and smelled it.
No.
Butt sniffer. Wow. Man, that's a tough one to overcome, too.
Well,
which the world knows.
Yeah, well, not like that, but what's the PR move here?
I don't know. Checking for bugs? I don't know.
I don't know.
What are you doing?
Yeah, like that I don't know.
What are you doing?
There's
humidity level in your shorts? I don't know.
Like he scratched it and he had just used some kind of new baby powder and he was just seeing if it was holding up.
What do you come up with? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Still smelled your hand.
Yes. Poor Dante Jones.
Yeah.
If you're having a bad day, just remember this, friends. This is today's mantra if you're having a bad day. Hey, at least I'm not Dante Jones.
When did he play here, Spadil?
It must have been like 10, maybe a little bit more than that, years ago.
No idea.
Yeah, it was a while.
Kristen Cabot, you know, Andy's side chick, side piece. Yeah. Kristen, Andy's side piece, head of HR at the startup Astronomer, resigned after being caught with Andy. It's been a while. It took her a while.
Coldplay cam.
Yep.
Everybody knows now.
You know, I think this was dumb timing because we had forgotten about him with Ozzy and now the Hulk. And then they come out and say she resigned yesterday. I was like, does she want headlines? Because that was bad timing. You
know? Yeah, I also saw that she hadn't been back to work at all.
Oh, she hasn't?
No, I guess the official resignation, but they said she never came back to the office.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see if they're going to stay together, Andy and Kristen, forever.
They have to.
Yeah. No.
At this point, you have to.
No.
That it was real, right?
Maybe,
it wasn't a side piece.
Well, maybe not forever, but I mean, they're the only people that they can really
talk to.
Yeah.
They're already broken up.
How do you know?
I'm just saying. You get away from that seat.
I don't know. The other couple that on Good Morning America or whatever, remember they were having a secret affair?
Yep.
And they're still together.
Yeah, they stuck it out.
Yeah, I forgot their names, but they are together. Yeah. They both had to resign from either Good Morning America or whatever, but they stayed together, so you don't know.
Amy Robach and TJ Holmes.
Yeah, they're still together.
Yeah, they are.
Remember, they were caught because they were getting in a cab or something, and he was supposedly happily married.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But anyway. All right. Let's see here. Here's the other big story that we're missing today. Taylor Swift fans are convinced that the singer is engaged. So this is kind of a long walk to get to it, but Travis posted a bunch of pictures, and one of the pictures had his screensaver was on his phone on the at the restaurant, and it showed a picture of Taylor holding up her hand like, I just got engaged, like that, and we all think we busted him.
What do you think?
I think they're engaged.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're trying to cause a ruckus and make sure everyone's talking about it. Yeah. And trying to figure it out, doing those whole Easter eggs.
Yep. And I think because then if you look at all the pictures, then she's hiding her ring finger in all those pictures. But, there's that one picture where we could see his screensaver.
Well, we commented on it on the Instagram.
Yeah, we did.
So we're in on the hoopla.
So did United Airlines, which I don't get.
Yeah. Well, if they can do it, we can do it, okay? And we're shocked.
We are so shocked. And then finally, speaking of Taylor Swift, Matt Healy's mom throws shade at Taylor Swift. She was on Watch What Happens Live. The mom was, Denise Welch. And she basically says that she's glad that she didn't become Taylor's mother-in-law. Here it is, number one.
Denise, your son is the great Matty Healy.
He is.
Yes. On that topic, Miss Swift wrote a whole album about their relationship, Tortured Poets Department. What was your reaction to that album?
Obviously, on pain of death, can I talk about that episode? But not being her mother-in-law is a role that I'm glad that I lost. Not that I have anything against her at all.
Okay.
It was just, you know, it was tricky. But she, listen, you're not allowed to say anything, and then she writes a whole album, you know, about it. But Matty has taken it all in completely good grace. He's very happy with his amazing fiance Gabriette, who is gorgeous. And so we've moved on.
Doesn't sound like it.
They didn't move on.
No.
They
haven't moved on yet.
No, she'd bring her up.
Yeah, right? You're doing a show about her.
Yeah. And if I'm the new fiance, I'm a little irritated because the headline is Matt Healy's mom, you know, disses Taylor Swift. You're like, can we just move on? My God, right? All right. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday. Today being a big day. Whoa, the start of Bronco camp, but today is Happy Gilmore 2 Day.
Give me my ball. Give it here.
Alligator.
Rip it up, you dirty bastard. I swear to God, I'll rip it out of you. Give me the...
A lot of people looking forward to this. Happy Gilmore.
Right?
Today is the premiere on Netflix.
Yep.
Is that right?
Netflix.
Should be good. They're saying that if you're... let's see how you put this. It's not politically correct, they say.
What?
They say some people might get upset with Happy Gilmore.
But it's always been like that. It's just
the way I see it.
Yeah.
Right?
It has tons of stars in it, though.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've never seen so many celebrities in one movie in my life.
It's going to be big.
It's crazy.
This is going to be huge for Netflix today. Netflix. I don't know what time they premiere these things. It's probably already on,
it's
right?
It's on there right now.
Yeah, it's probably on there right now.
Yeah.
You can turn us off and watch it right now if you want it.
Well,
don't do that, but I'm just saying. I think I'm going to watch it this weekend.
You don't even know how to get on Netflix.
My wife can get me on. Okay. Yeah, I'll just have her put it on there and I'll find it.
Can I just tell you something real easy? It's just at the bottom of your TV screen. Just hit Netflix. It'll just sign right on.
Well, that's why I'm married. So we'll just do that. Okay, we'll just go that route. But I'm looking forward to it. I'll see it this weekend. Okay. And a lot of people will. They're expecting this thing to really do millions of streams this weekend.
Now, I want to tell you guys a story, but I know you can't relate because you're men, and so I just wanted to tell you this. I have a friend that has a real mental problem.
Yeah.
And it makes me so uncomfortable, and I don't know how to... Well, I told her it was weird, so I'm not talking behind her back. She asked people if she can hold their random babies.
Randomly, she's never met them before.
She's never met the parents.
Like,
never,
she'll be walking by someone on the street.
She
and
asked
like,
them if she
baby?
Can hold your baby.
What?
She did it yesterday. Oh my God, I wanted to die. There were these people at the restaurant, right? And the baby was adorable. I mean, absolutely adorable. Again, I know you guys can't relate because you're men, but it's a chick thing, right? And so her kids, you know, she still has kids in high school or whatever, but she misses that, the little baby
the
era.
The newborn stage.
Right, right. Yeah. So she literally goes to this lady and she goes, can I hold your baby and you guys can just eat and stuff? And the lady's like, well, I guess. Thank you. And she handed the baby to my friend.
It's just, I so can't weird. Believe somebody would hand their baby off.
Me either. That's I never do that.
It's not the person that walked up and asked. To me, the question in my head is, why would you hand your baby to a stranger?
I know.
That makes no sense. That person could run.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah, especially on like, the street.
I could never see
that. Because she saw it was three girls together. You know what I mean? It wasn't like...
She felt a little bit better.
She felt a little bit better. Because so then they were trying to eat. And so my friend's like, can I... And I literally... Oh, my God. Did you just ask the
I would never ask anyone to hold their kid if I didn't know them.
I know. And I kept saying to the lady, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on here. She goes, no, it's fine. It's fine. She goes, it happens all the time. Yeah. And then my friend goes, see?
Yeah. You know, growing up, though, in the South,
yeah.
I saw it a lot.
Yeah.
And, but that was well before what we were into today as far as, you know, kidnappings and everything. But I used to see that a lot. Like somebody would come into like a church, for an example.
Yeah, and hold
they'd
their babies.
They'd have a baby and somebody would walk up to them. I mean, barely even knew the person. He said, oh, can I hold her?
Well, it's funny because Carson came in with your daughter, right? Yep. Little Debbie. And when she was a newborn, right? And I desperately wanted to hold your child, right?
Yeah.
But I did not ask because I knew it was your first one. And I also know that like, you guys were in that like hand sanitizer phase, you know, everybody, you know.
Everyone who came over washed their hands.
Yeah. So I didn't ask. I just looked at her in her little, you know, stroller. But man, I wanted to pick up that child.
Hey, I think it's an instinct.
Yeah,
I think it's an instinct that you have.
And I asked my friend, again, not giving out names, I go, do you do this? And she goes, all the time. And I was like, this is so, people are odd.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what, I would hate to see my face if someone asked me to hold my baby
right?
at a restaurant, just a random person.
That's the key, though. I don't understand how a person would hand it off.
I think
to a total stranger. Yeah. I couldn't do that. No. I would
think
not do
because
that.
Where we were is such a little small town, you know, and it's like a little quaint area of this city.
And there's a lot of people that go there all the time.
All the
and
time, and
other.
Everybody's, yeah. It's like everybody knows everybody, but we did not know this lady.
BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.